Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Stumpf. Batting second. The first baseman, Johnny Whatwood. Batting third. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Hal Rein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Sullivan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Kerry Self. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self misplays the ball. That's an error on Self. Al Van Camp pinch runs for George Stumpf. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards second. Self scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp now playing first base. Johnny Whatwood now playing center field. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rein scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is called out on strikes. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gaston. Jolly moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jolly scores. Rein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Sullivan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rein scores. Pickering moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Hodapp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds strikes out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue is hit by the pitch. Berry moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Sullivan moves to second. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews throws to third for 1, and Pickering throws to first, and Van Camp drops the ball. Kress goes all the way around to score. Self moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1 Red Sox. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Self moves to third. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0-1 in the game. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-1 in the game. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodapp. Tate reaches second base with a double. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Andrews bunts towards third. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tate moves to third. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0-1 in the game. Van Camp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Andrews moves to second. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodapp. Whatwood reaches second base with a double. Tate scores. Andrews scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hayes fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to third. Two outs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Van Camp fields the ball and throws to Andrews covering. Safe. Jack Rothrock pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Jackie Hayes. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan now playing third base. Bob Fothergill now playing left field. Pete Daglia now pitching. Liz Funk now playing center field. Bob S.E. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly is hit by the pitch. Hal Rine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jolly. The throw from Berry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. One out. Hal Rine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rine hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 0 for 2 in the game. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. One out. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tate. The throw from Berry and he is out, self applying the tag. Two outs. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 0 for 2 in the game. Van Camp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Van Camp moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus takes first base on ball 4. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Daglia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daglia takes first base on ball 4. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rine fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Seed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein is hit by the pitch. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pickering hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Funk. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rein moves to third. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Self scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Andrews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Self hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk is 0-for-1 in the game. Funk hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Funk reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tate fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Van Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Camp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Van Camp strikes out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Whatwood hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling pinch hits for Pete Daglia. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.